So back to the news now, and another mixed bag of items, ranging from magnet fishing, an actor who's to perform a 118-mile Morris dance, students on a tuk-tuk adventure, and a new boutique hotel.
Armed with just a magnet and a rope, friends Matt Miller and Matt Leggett have found everything from guns to safes in Norfolk's rivers. But their unusual hobby is more than just about hunting for treasure. The pair are also helping to slowly clear up the county's waterways. In the past few months, their discoveries, which are filmed and posted on their Facebook and YouTube channels, have revealed just how much is lurking beneath the water. "The amount of stuff you find is incredible," said Mr. Leggett, 23, from Spixworth. "There's always a bit of suspense when you throw your magnet into the water, because you don't know what you're going to pull out." The former Reefham High School pupils only started magnet fishing in September last year, after previously trying their hand at metal detecting. But in the space of a few months, they have found weapons, safes, and jewellery. In November, while magnet fishing in the River Wensum, they pulled up a sawn-off shotgun. Months later, they found the remains of a double-barreled shotgun in the river at Old Lakenham. The duo were back out along the Wensum last Saturday. They were filming another installment in their Dippy Detectorist series on YouTube, which follows their exploits. In just a few hours, they had pulled out enough scrap metal to fill a wheelbarrow, ranging from old bed frames, car parts, a saw, and a lantern. Despite most of it being worthless, Mr. Miller, 24, from Haveringland, said that never dump the items back into the water or leave them on the riverbank. Instead, they collect it, and Mr. Miller, who runs his own gym equipment business, takes it down to a scrapyard once a month. In December, their magnets pulled up a safe on Helston Mill Lane, and when they cut it open, they found a handful of coins dating back to 1806.
It was declared the 9 Days of Wonder, an effort by the Shakespearean actor Will Kemp to dance from London to Norwich. More than 400 years later, another performer will recreate the feat by Morris dancing the 118-mile route in memory of a lost friend. Starting from Shakespeare's Globe Theatre on February the 27th, Nick Potts will jig and jingle his way through Essex and Suffolk before arriving in Norwich on March the 7th. The madcap idea is the brainchild of Mr. Potts and his wife Katie, who befriended the talented actor Josh Mills in 2013 and toured comedy plays together. But in March last year, Mr. Mills collapsed and died, age 28, from sudden arrhythmic heart syndrome, or SADS, a condition he didn't even know existed. Nick has been learning Morris dancing with a local troupe in Blackheath and training hard for a couple of months, but he doesn't think anything will quite prepare him. As a nod to his friend, Mr. Potts will mark his visit to Norwich by hosting a comedy show featuring sketches from troupes, including Mr. Mills's very own Shoot from the Hip. Both the Morris dance and the show, affectionately named Just Joshin, are aimed at increasing awareness of SADS and raising money to fund research into the condition.
A brave Brexit-inspired expedition by two Norwich students across Europe is now available for people around the world to see. Europe in a Tut-Tut follows University of East Anglia students Callum Fairhurst and William Shares as they travel through 27 European countries in a three-wheeled Indian taxi. The documentary, filmed over 3 months in 2017, is available to watch on Amazon Prime. Third-year student Mr. Fairhurst, who studies international development with politics, and Mr. Shears, a politics and media student, undertook their unconventional journey to find out more about the other countries which make up the European Union in the aftermath of the UK's referendum on membership of the bloc. From spending a day with Polish millionaires and their sports cars to a police escort out of Hungary and a broken-down tut-tut in Austria, the documentary captures both diversity and unity across the continent. The two reviews left so far for the show on Amazon Prime give it 5 stars.
In March, permission was granted for a new restaurant, cafe, spa and boutique hotel on the site of the former bus station ticket office in Surrey Street. Dennis Bacon, who owns 38 St Giles Street Boutique Bed and Breakfast, is behind the scheme and has been looking for an operator. Mr Bacon was also founder of the Alchemista Coffee Shop in the Norwich Lanes, and he's planning what he calls a coffee lab in the hotel as part of a scheme to roll out the chain nationally. It's been revealed that the team is in advanced talks with a four-star brand, well known across the UK, to operate the hotel, which is said to be perfect for Norwich. The planning permission allows for a 26-bedroom boutique hotel, but the scheme could be reworked to have up to 45 rooms. Alchemista opened in St Gregory's Alley in September 2017 and was rated the best coffee shop in Norwich on TripAdvisor just 8 months after opening. Despite it being a tough time on the high street, with Patisserie Valerie recently going into administration, Mr Bacon thinks the brand can succeed nationally due to its unique offering and good service. He said, "I think we're rated so highly because we really do care about what we do. We're totally passionate about our coffee, coffee cocktails, food and our service. We believe if you get the product and service spot on, the financial success will follow." Anna Ramsey, marketing director for the hotel and the Alchemista expansion, said, "Alchemista has been so well received in Norwich, we're excited to launch the brand as a UK franchise and see the second site open in the city."